ride. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister High Sinister. Brought to you in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now, welcome everybody to the show. It's great of you to join us tonight. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and this is Fatal Four-Way Radio. And this will be our Super Showdown preview and predictions show for the upcoming pay-per-view, WWE Super Showdown from Australia. And on the lines with me, I've got my panel. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for headliner Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, Joe, how you doing, brother?
I guess everyone does impressions now, so. Oh boy, I'm Macho Man Savage, yeah.
Oh,
did I do it?
God.
Oh, please, will you stop?
Also with us on the phone today, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Batman in the Hizzle, Batman! How the hell you doing, Batman?
Coming this summer, a film starring Joe Bates the Entertainer, Sinister the Minister, and Batman. Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am excited.
I always have to start off the show with a different voice, a different whatever the hell. That was really random.
Real good impression there, you prick.
Yeah, man, I'm excited, man. It's been a while since we've done this podcast, and I get itchy. I like to talk wrestling, and, well, my little kids are probably tired of listening to me. I feel like I'm talking to myself. So, at least I can talk to y'all. So, I'm going to just talk to you for a while when I'm talking about wrestling.
Hey, I tell you what, we had a one-week hiatus, and it feels like forever, huh?
Yes, it has.
But, yeah, this is it, man. We are on a brand-new season, guys. This is our 31st season of Fatal 4-Way Radio. Don't ask. Just go along with it. But ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together.
Where the points don't matter.
Christian. Christian, how you doing, my man?
All I have to say, my brother, is that these three pay-per-views are going to be the most boringest pay-per-views in upcoming months, man.
Christian from Philly, give him an applause for not using one F-bomb in that sentence.
Oh, what? I just noticed that. You know what? You were right.
Show, man.
You were right. I didn't hear not one F-bomb.
I can't believe we got through that without one F-bomb, that whole sentence, man. But you know what, man?
He's not coming armed at all.
To me, it seems like a glorified house show. I know Batman disagrees, but to me, it seems like a glorified house show. Batman?
I mean, I agree, but I agree to disagree. Like, I get what you're saying, but house shows, I mean, a lot of live events are really awesome. They do a lot of special things. And I feel like because this is going to be in Australia and it's the first event, you know, that they're doing there, like pay-per-view-wise, I feel like they're going to try to come out, they're going to bust out all the stops that they can for this. It's going to be another, another Greatest Royal Rumble. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too, you know, it wasn't too great.
You know, if I remember right. You're right, man. That Royal Rumble was not that bad at all. And, Joe, do you think that they're going to be advancing some of the storylines, especially for the women, coming up
well,
with that point? Evolution.
I think Becky's going to move on after Charlotte from this match. I don't know if they're going to rematch an Evolution. I don't know the things there. The big match of the entire thing is The Miz versus Daniel Bryan for number one contender. I mean, that's the biggest match on the whole thing. Because
that
determines
like the biggest match to me.
The what?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the only one that seems to really want further a storyline.
Yeah.
Where everything else, I think Samoa Joe and AJ Styles are done after this. I think some of this is like the last fight for a few of these rivalries, but overall.
Yeah, it feels like there's going to be like a closing of a book, right, for a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Speaking about Becky Lynch, do you think she's going to get some heat backstage what she said on SmackDown in her promo about how The Undertaker and Triple H aren't going to be the most talked about or important thing? It's about Becky Lynch being champion. Think she's going to get heat from that?
I think that was scripted, and she just went along with the script. That's what
I think the way that she said it, it's the way she came across in the promo sounded really scripted. So I don't think so. Because she really wasn't like a personal attack. It wasn't like when Rusev was like, no, they just, instead of saying, oh, it's just going to be another Undertaker, blah, 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 it's not something you'd be talking about. Rusev was like, literally, no, he's an old-ass man. Nobody fucking, you know what I mean? Like, he kind of did, it was an attack on the character. Do you remember? And that's when they were like, it switched over. Real quick on the tweet. Yeah. So it sounded real. This was more like a contrived kind of, like, it was just a promo, you know what I mean? But I get what you're saying, yeah. Because I was like,
So if Charlotte is going to be done, who's next to face Becky? It can't be Asuka.
I think it's Asuka.
I think it's Asuka too.
Wow.
And the only reason I say that, because for a while we in the past like couple podcasts, maybe a month or so, we were even talking about where's Asuka? And out of nowhere she came out of nowhere, right? I don't think they're just gonna put her out of nowhere and then just keep her there.
Is there anybody,
you know what I mean?
Is there any diva that's injured that's scheduled to return? Do we know of that?
Not anybody that I can think of right now.
Yeah,
oh, she just got recently injured though.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to.
But they are the ponder, reasons, though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely something to ponder as we move forward. Let's go ahead and get to our preview and predictions for Super Showdown in Australia. So shit, you know, I usually rely on Wikipedia for this to help me out quite a bit. And as I open up the Wikipedia page, they have the storylines going in. You know, and you can just kind of look at it and kind of read what happened, you know, give a nice description of what was going on, how we got to this match. But this time it's very short. But that's okay because the hour will move by that much faster, guys. So anyway, I don't know the build-up for Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy. And that seems like a good place to start, though, for the Cruiserweight Championship. And I did not write down my predictions, nor Christian's predictions from Monday night. However, I think we had almost the same predictions. I'm not quite sure on that, but I'm going to keep tabs on all the predictions, and I'm almost sure that the predictions I make today are the exact same predictions I'm going to use Monday night, even though I did not write them down. And on this match, I think Cedric Alexander will drop the title to Buddy Murphy, and I'm going to explain why I'm saying this, okay? There's a very good reason to the madness, and that is Buddy Murphy is laying down with Alexa Bliss. This is the man. He deserves a championship just for that. Hands down, Buddy Murphy wins. Joe Bates, who wins Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy for the championship, Cruiserweight Championship?
I'm going to go, you know, it feels like Cedric's had it for a long time.
It does,
I'm
going
to go with Buddy Murphy. I feel like that, the only reason I'm saying that is it feels like Cedric's had the title for a while now.
Yeah, a lot of people went with Cedric last time. A lot of people went with Cedric, or I'm sorry, with the whoever his opponent was. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah,
and Cedric pulled out last time.
Yeah,
let me put you down for Buddy Murphy.
Yeah. Plus, I just watched them on Up, Down, Down. I thought it was pretty funny, so I liked them.
All right, let's go with Batman, Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy.
honestly, man, I'm going for Buddy Murphy. He's been killing it, dude. There's really, I get that he's with Alexa Bliss, that lucky son of a bitch. All right, I mean, he's lucky. I love Alexa Bliss, but I've always said, and this is because my ex is from there. There's nothing better that has ever came from Columbus, Ohio, than Alexa Bliss. She is number one. All right. What was I gonna say? I think he really does deserve it, though. That guy has been killing it. Look, when you think from the where they started in NXT, all three of those guys, the other guy's kind of just been the forgotten son. He's still in NXT, like in the live events and stuff. Not a big. Buddy Murphy's really been killing it, and to me, the way he's been, the way
he's
been
you, Batman.
His matches.
Let me ask
his matches
you,
have been real heavyweight style, not just cruiserweight. Yeah.
So if you say he's been killing it, okay, like, what has he been doing to set himself on the path for a cruiserweight championship reign? What exactly
have you not seen the series? Have you not?
No,
have
I don't
not
watch
the series between
NXT
him?
At all. I don't watch it at all.
Well, this
you
is
can
a,
tell us.
This is 205. 205,
okay.
In 205,
well,
him and Mustafa. Him and Mustafa Ali, right? Joe, have you been watching the Christian? Either you
no.
Yeah.
My God. They go, okay, look. Their match, okay, the 205 Live, the little series that they had reminded me a lot of Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio type of stuff. It was Dean Malenko versus Chris Jericho type of match. It's like, this was cruiserweight WCW style type of
stuff.
They put their fucking bodies on the line, and the things that they came up with, I mean, there was this one, Christian, I know you know what I'm talking about. There's like a sequence where he was like on the top rope, like he does some kind of thing where it's like a Hurricane Rana DD. I don't fucking know what it was. But that's the point. Where when you watch WCW, you were like, oh my God, you had to rewind the video, the VHS, like 30 fucking times just to do the, you know, blue step by step to see how they did it. Okay, Buddy Murphy and Mustafa Ali, if you were to put their series, it was, if you were to put it all in just one description, it was Halloween Havoc 1997, Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio. That match, that's what this whole series was with them. Buddy Murphy deserves that cruiserweight, or he deserves that 205 or whatever the cruiserweight title. He's been, his gimmick has completely changed than from the days when they were next to Bliss and him and then NXT. So I'm going for Buddy Murphy. His body, his everything, his style has just changed. He's rough. He's a cruiserweight, but he has like this heavyweight thing to him. Do you agree, Christian?
Well, I tell you what, man. Based
he
on what you're saying,
of,
I got to go with Buddy Murphy too, man.
He reminds me of Neville.
Yes, Neville had this. He was like a short little gremlin. I don't know what the fuck. He was a short little angry fuck, but he had this power, like a powerhouse to him. You know what I mean? Like he just looked like a midget right back doing flips. You know.
Christian,
real big.
Buddy Murphy is what Dean Ambrose needs to be right now.
So you're going with Buddy Murphy?
I get what you're saying.
No, I'm not going with Buddy Murphy. I'm going with Cedric Alexander The only reason why I'm saying Cedric will win is because I could see Cedric dropping the title around Rumble. Around the Royal Rumble. I can see Cedric losing it.
Oh, you see him like something dropping it to something more important. Like not just one of these throwaway shows.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
Well,
I get it.
So we've got CFP, Christian from Philly, as the Lone Wolf going with Cedric Alexander. So let's move on away from that one. We've got Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics, who are from Australia. And therefore, I am picking the Iconics to win this match, even though my heart of hearts tells me to go with the faces, because I believe this is going to be a face-heavy pay-per-view. But I got to go with the Iconics. I think they're just going to give it to the Iconics, and that's my final answer. The Iconics win. Joe Bates, Asuka and Naomi, or the Iconics?
I'm gonna go with the Iconics, too.
Right.
I gotta go. I don't really want to. I think it's kind of dumb, but I don't know. You know what? No, I go. I'm changing. I'm going to Asuka and Naomi. And the reason I'm going to Asuka and Naomi is because I think Charlotte and Becky are going to end, and that's going to lead to them going to their next thing. So, I go back. I'm going Iconics because Iconics need a win. I'm going on Connor.
Shit, I've got two lines already scratched out, Joe. Shall we go for three?
We got three. Iconics.
Iconics, Joe Bates, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Batman, Iconics or Asuka and Naomi?
I think this is a straight throw. This is a straight giveaway. Iconics are going to win this to me.
Yeah.
I don't think Asuka or Naomi
Tell
are going to.
Why?
Because Iconics have just been on this roll lately. If you, no matter how annoying they are, they have a lot of. They got segments like crazy, and not just the regular brand type of segment. But okay, look at this. Just recently, right? They had that little. This little segment, they had the promo, right, on the SmackDown? They haven't been gone for a while.
Yeah, they had a promo recently, but they have been gone
No, they haven't. I don't think they have. I think you just probably
They've just
been.
Not been forced down our throats as much, I guess.
Yes. They've been giving them a good
spot. So I've got you down for the Iconics.
I'm going for Iconics.
Christian from Philly. Iconics or Asuka and Naomi?
I can see the Iconics winning, and afterwards, Asuka turns heel on Naomi.
Oh, man.
Always have to hit some swindles, man.
Right? After the match, Asuka turns heel.
Yeah, that would make
more sense. Man, I like that. I like that. So, let's see, Icons. And with a heel turn. I'll tell you what. If you get that heel turn right, I'll give you a half a point. But it must be after they win. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna jot that down. Plus a half. All right. That's a good call, man. And I went with the Iconics as well, so we're clear across the board on that one. Here's a championship match that, again, I don't think it's any problem. The New Day, the champions, versus The Bar in a SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. Just a regular old match, I guess. I'm going to go ahead and pick this one first. And I will say that The New Day is going to win this match. The New Day. So, Joe Bates, who do you think wins the championship?
I think The New Day wins. And I also think this is going to be the match of the night.
Oh, yeah. Tell us why you think it will be the match of the night.
These guys, one, they wrestle each other a whole bunch. They're all incredibly talented, but I think it's gonna be just a bunch of highlights, a bunch of just crazy moves they're going to do to kind of make it look good with Kofi and Xavier. And Big E is going to do that where he dies off the road because you think he dies. But there's going to be some – Cesaro is going to have some crazy moves that he does that you never seen before because he just has – he's the strongest person to ever live in the entire world, I feel like. But, yeah, I think New Day is going to win because New Day is not ready to lose their titles yet. And but I also – I don't know what to do with The Bar because I really like The Bar, but I also don't really – I don't like The Bar when they have the titles. So I don't really know what to do with that team. Like maybe put them together with somebody else. I don't know, but I don't like that either because I remember when the Miz and the Bar were together, it didn't feel right. So I don't know, but I think New Day wins
this one. The Miz with the Bar wouldn't feel right to you with the Bar being Miz's cronies.
Yeah, they did that for a little bit where they kind of replaced the Miztourage, and
it didn't work out.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It didn't have a good feel to it, yeah. So we've got the New Day. Batman, New Day or The Bar?
Look, I'm going for New Day because they, again, have yet to be – their fire has yet to be put out. They are still fucking hot. And every time they have the title, they just get even hotter. I don't know what it is about them. They just keep getting over and over. Up and down, down does even better. Their promos become even crazier. I get what Joe Bay is saying about The Bar being champion. The thing about them is, I think with that whole, maybe it's to me subconscious, but The Bar is like, we aren't the bar, we are The Bar, you know, kind of thing. It's like, well, then you don't need the title, I think, in a way. It's like, I feel like when they had the title, they got lazier. They weren't as hungry, do you know what I mean? And for them to set the bar, you got to be hungry for it, you know what I mean? And I don't know if that's what he means by it, but that's how I'm interpreting that. Like, I don't want them to be that. I want them to stay hungry because that's where that rough and tumble comes from. Because when they had the belt, it kind of started coming a little bland. You know what I mean? And then they fell out, right? Then they fell, they come out, just fell out of the picture.
Yeah, so Batman wants them to be rough and tumble, Bar, without
tumble.
Titles. Yeah,
out
so
the titles.
New
they
Day
make them more
Batman.
Hungry. I don't know. That, I don't think they need it. I don't need, they don't need the title. Now there's New Day, but it just fits the merchandise, just everything going on and out with them.
But as luck would have it,
the title.
As luck would have it, though, we do have Christian on the panel, and he is going to explain to us just exactly how this match
goes down. Oh, it's
Wendell. Christian, how's this match go down, buddy?
I see the Bar winning only because there was a certain video, only because there was a certain video on YouTube celebrating Kofi Kingston's 940-day reign as tag champion. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's an omen saying that they're going to lose this Saturday.
Damn, I didn't
you know what?
See it. I saw the video was available, but
you know
I did
what?
Not watch it.
See, this is exactly what you did, what I said before when you said, and Christian, because he always comes out with these little tidbits, and he's right. Because when it's like, oh, you know when they're about to win or when they're about to, what is it going to say? They're about to pass a record or somebody comes, it's their birthday today or they're in their hometown. That's that little omen like, no, you're not going to go ahead and beat your 900. You're going to lose at 399. You know what I mean? So now that he says that, I'm like,
chance,
you know what?
Batman. One final chance. You want to change.
No, New Day. So.
New Day. Okay, so once again,
it's one of those
Christian
where I'm not going to. He's
solo.
Not going to swindle me this time.
Well, Christian is either going to win or he's going to lose really bad, based on what we have
really
here right
bad.
Now, though. So okay, well shit, let's go to the next match and then we'll take a break and then we'll come back out. We'll finish out the show and we'll get you guys ready for this Saturday. With the pay-per-view coming up, you can watch the pay-per-view. We're not doing a show Saturday after the pay-per-view. We decided collectively that we would not do that. We're going to stay away from this. But we do have Renegades with Christian and Philly. Christian from Philly and Batman Saturday night. So I'm sure they'll have a quick review of it as well. But let's move on to the next match. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. And this is a tough call, man. So I'm going to let Joe Bates tell us how this one is going to go down first. Joe,
The Miz is killing it. I think Daniel Bryan is actually – here's the deal. I think Daniel Bryan really actually doesn't like The Miz at all in real life. And I think Daniel Bryan doesn't like that he's in this angle because he doesn't seem to be giving it like 100% like he does with other things. But I will say – the story, I think it's fine, but I think Daniel Bryan's going lacking between the two currently because I think Miz is trying to sell all he has for it. I think Miz wins this and just continues to set up the whole Daniel Bryan winning Royal Rumble finally to face The Miz at WrestleMania. And that doesn't happen unless Miz wins this right now. Unless Daniel Bryan cheats and there's a heel face switch, but I don't see them doing anything too crazy at the Super Showdown. There might be a title switch here or there, but I don't see anything too crazy. So I think this is going to be The Miz wins dastardly again, and Daniel Bryan kind of realizes he can't be a goody two-shoes and be successful in the WWE, which makes sense. For me, the true heel.
I've
gone full heel.
Could there be a double turn on this one, Batman?
I don't know. I don't know. Because this is one of the storylines where, I mean, it could go longer. You know, like you said, it feels like this is one of those closing victories like all the other storylines.
It's got to go longer.
It is. But now, how Joe says it, I mean, Daniel Bryan, look, I love Daniel Bryan. I love him a lot. He's my dude. I actually get offended when you call him Daniel Bella. You know? But he's right. He's right. You got to give it where it's due, and he's right. Daniel somehow doesn't. He's not. There's not that oomph that he puts in his other matches. You know what I mean? Even in his kicks, maybe I've noticed, even The Miz is doing the kicks better than Daniel Bryan himself.
You know, I noticed that this week, actually.
Like, The Miz has been
and I noticed
extra
Joe said, too. It seems like
something
Daniel Bryan is not giving it his all lately. He seems like he's
off. You know what? Daniel Bryan, some months ago, when Jeff Hardy kind of started coming back, you know, after that little debacle that he had with the DUI, we all said it, that his promos seemed kind of lackluster. They were just going through the motions. Daniel Bryan, to me, feels like he's going through the motions. And I didn't see it really until Joe said that. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like, he just feels like he's just kind of, I want to get the storyline over with. I want to do something that I want to do. Like, he just doesn't, he's, like, over this Miz story already. But we're not,
well,
and that's the problem.
So
that's
you are
the problem. I am picking, fuck, and that's the problem. I am picking, I'm picking The Miz still. I don't think
this is a tough call, man.
It is.
And
I don't see
him
winning,
though.
I don't see where
Christian on this. Yeah, I'm going to go before Christian on this. And I, too, am going with The Miz to win this.
Uh-huh.
And Christian is going to fill in a little bit of on his thoughts of how it's going to happen. I kind of agree with them on this, or I don't know if I agree with them, but I can see it happening. I can really see it happening. I've heard what he has to say about it, and I could definitely see it happening. So having said that, Christian, would you mind filling us in on your thoughts with The Miz and Daniel Bryan for Super Showdown?
I'm going to say The Miz wins it because Randy Orton interferes and Daniel Bryan becomes his next victim, and Randy and Daniel go on a short feud until Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
You guys hear that?
I can see that.
You think so?
I can see that.
Yeah. I can see
I could definitely see Randy Orton because he's not even booked. He's got to do something.
He's actually, you're right, he's not. He's just, he's just been doing these little random spots, like what he just did with Ty Dillinger.
The only thing I could see something different happening here, guys, is if Randy Orton, if they do a swerve on this and do not use Randy Orton in the Daniel Bryan versus The Miz, they use Randy Orton to get Samoa Joe off of AJ Styles, because that could easily happen, too. Although I don't want to see that at all. I don't want Randy Orton near, anywhere near the freaking WWE Championship at this point.
No, I don't want him near that.
So I think that would be a great mistake if they went that route. But I, too, am picking The Miz. So we've all gone with The Miz on this one. Let's do one more, and then we'll take a break. Well, shit, this one here, man, this is a no-brainer. John Cena and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Elias. And Elias.
I'm not talking about this after the break. I got a lot to say.
Let's get thoughts from Joe Bates on this.
Okay. So, first off, Bobby Lashley and John Cena are going to win it. It's obvious.
Yes.
It's completely obvious
given.
That'll happen. But
yeah.
We got to talk about the loudest boo I've ever heard on wrestling.
Yeah, let's do that.
Maybe. I'm trying to think of a louder boo. Like, maybe when who did Brock Lesnar face when they all knew Brock Lesnar was going to leave and the whole crowd just booed that entire match?
Goldberg.
Oh, Goldberg. WrestleMania's 20.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was a boo. Like,
that is the same attitude error boo. Yeah, I've never heard. They had to yell over on microphones. It was amazing, and it was so good. And Elias, and you can't, you know, it makes Elias seem that he gets it, and KO didn't really get it because KO was still trying to get through his script, and Elias is like, "No, you got to sit in this because this is amazing right now."
I think
Elias headlines the WrestleMania. That made me realize Elias is going to headline a WrestleMania one time.
Did you see the power he has?
Yeah,
it trips me out. I think I mentioned before. I listen to a lot of different guys' podcasts, and Elias is literally a lot of the favorites. So it's funny to me when I see like the internet boards and people are like, "Oh, I hate this guy, I hate this guy." But it's funny because when they're like, "I hate this guy," those are the guys that actual fucking real wrestlers like. You know what I mean? Everybody hates John Cena. Jericho, Jim Ross, everybody loves John Cena. Everybody in the internet community hates Roman Reigns. Everyone in the wrestling community fucking loves Roman Reigns. I've never heard anyone say anything bad about it. Bro, everyone loves Elias. Like, even the people that used to talk shit when they're like, I didn't see what he saw in him in NXT Triple H. But obviously Triple H saw something because he came to the main roster and that guy fucking skyrocketed. And
in part of
control
part
of that audience, like...
Part of the reason I think they're not having him wrestle that much is because I do think he is still pretty green and they're just trying to train him in the background. But his match with Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship was a good match. But I still think he's a little bit green. So I think they're just taking this and, like, he's – I mean, everybody wants to see him wrestle. Everybody wants to see just him. They just want to see Elias on stage so he can get upset. It was just crazy. It was just insane.
It made Elias look so much
better than KO in that moment, which is crazy to me.
Because he hasn't even stepped in the ring that many times, right? That's how much
like
charisma he's got. There's that it factor that Jericho talks about, or that most people talk about. He has this it factor to him, and that's like, even in his greenness, he's fucking smooth. Something about this dude, the way he moves, and I hate it. Like, I don't hate it like envy or jealousy. Like, I hate it like, Jesus Christ, this guy's just so. Something about him, you know what I mean? The way he gets those boots,
he's
the way
special,
he,
man.
He's
very
is.
Special,
there's
and that's why he went.
You know
to
who
the
he reminds me of?
So fast.
You know who he reminds me of? And if you're an old wrestling fan, then this would really make sense, because there was a moment, there was a time when this guy was so on fire, and he until he finally stepped in the ring, then it really lit up. But even before that, it was like lighting a match every single time. He reminds me a lot of Matt MTA. Something about his size, and like Magnum just had this way of, he controlled the ladies. Because you can tell in the crowd, the girls fucking love him. Something
would
about
you
that,
please
you know what I mean?
Shut
he
the
had...
hell up?
Hey, Elias has it, man. Now we're talking about it. Just got me on fire. And I missed
I've
last
never
week's podcast,
like
okay?
Magnum TA. I freaking hate Magnum TA.
No, don't tell me that.
But for you to tell
Magnum
me
TA
that,
was
that Elias
shit.
Reminds you of Magnum TA, that just pisses me off, man.
But you know why you hated him? Because he rose real quick, bro. You can't deny that. Magnum TA was the man back then.
He was definitely talented. He was definitely
He was the
talented,
man.
And, I remember
and he was green at a lot of times. Even he has said it himself. He was like, there were so many times I was put in high-profile matches where I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, but I was getting carried by
yeah,
all the
man,
big guys.
Yeah, man,
because
they took
the
guy and they literally overnight shot him to
yes,
the top.
Over, and look, and that's the same thing.
Night. So, yeah, he was going to be
example.
Green in the ring, man.
Yeah, but perfect example, what Joe said, that match with Seth Rollins, Seth Rollins carried the shit at that match. Nobody can deny that, right,
yeah.
Joe? Yeah.
Right.
Nobody can deny that. But he did it. But Elias, he kind of just fell in the cracks real smooth. You know what I mean? Like, even if there was a mistake,
yeah.
you didn't notice it. Like, he just somehow.
So could I put you down for
just,
Cena?
Yeah. They're going to win. I would say Cena. What's his name?
Yeah, okay.
He's going to win. I mean, it's a given. It's a given he's going to win. Cena and Bobby Lashley. You, but
Cena,
they can swindle it. You said a glorified house show. They can swindle it.
Cena, Negro. That's all you had to say.
I mean, yeah.
So it was John Cena and Bobby Lashley.
But, yeah, I just went out there.
Definitely. Let's get Christian from Philly, and he's going to break it down for us exactly. Are we going to have any turns here, Christian?
Well, no. I think Cena and Lashley are going to win, and I think Cena's going to do his new finishing move at the Super House Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why'd you have to remind me of
that's
that,
right.
man?
He's got a new move.
He's
going to
do
Is this Santino Marella? Is this a Santino Marella like move? Is that what it is?
No, it's a lightning jab. It's a jab to the neck, and then he falls over. That's it.
Shit.
Or who knows?
Right, I guess
who
I'm gonna watch it
might,
this week, man.
Who knows, man? They might lose because of Leo Rush. We don't even know. Because we don't even know if Leo Rush is even managing that match. So
oh, I'm sure
knows.
He'll be there. He'll be there managing Lashley, and he'll be a part of it for sure. I'm definitely. I'll tell you what.
Be,
why don't we do a plus one on this and see if we get it right? Let's start out with Joe Bates. Will Leo Rush be representing Bobby Lashley at this match?
Yeah.
Yes, Leo Rush. Batman?
Oh,
will
sorry,
Leo Rush be there?
Yeah.
Representing,
yeah, so.
Yes, Leo Rush. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they keep him out. They've been putting him on the whole time.
You know
Christian,
what? Yes, he will.
Yes, and I say yes, he will, too. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take it one further for another point. Will Leo Rush be a part of the reason why they win?
Yeah.
That was Joe Bates?
Yes.
Both of us.
Yes. Unless you're talking about disqualification, then yes. Because if wrestling rules serves, if an opponent attacks the opponent's manager, that counts as a disqualification, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah.
So you're saying
that's the reason why they won.
What
I'm saying
yeah.
is, like, they get so aggravated with Leo Rush that they attack him, but they get disqualified. And so Cena Lashley wins by disqualification because of Leo Rush.
Interesting. He's going to be the antagonizer.
Mm-hmm.
But in a protagonistic way, I guess you would say.
Yes.
That's very interesting. I am going to say no. He is not going to be involved in the finish of the match. I'm saying he will not be involved in the finish. So I will be the lone wolf on that extra credit answer there. So I'll tell you what. Why don't we just go ahead and take a break right now? And I think we're at that point. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our Super Showdown, Super House Showdown predictions, preview and predictions, right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. So please stay right where you are, and we'll be right back after these words.
Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing, so definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. On Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood Cavey, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Follow me, I want the love.
ladies and gentlemen. Minister of Sinister here on Fatal 4-Way Radio with headliner Joe Bates, Batman, and Christian from Philly. Moving on with the show now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got through our first five predictions, and now we're going to get to the rest somehow, some way, if I could only reach my bat belt, as Batman would say. But I digress. And moving on, we have Becky Lynch, the champion, versus Charlotte Flair, who was looking quite heelish this week. And also, was that a double turn? Was that the double turn that we saw on SmackDown Tuesday night? Let's get thoughts on that before we get into our prediction. Joe, did you get shades of a double turn there at the end?
I don't really, I mean, maybe, but I don't really think so. I think they would make it more clear what was happening. It felt like Becky Lynch felt like she was delivering a CM Punk light type promo where she's kind of in between. She's definitely getting the cheers, and Charlotte's not getting them. Yeah, anti-authority. She's like, it's my time now. I'm just going to take it because that's what I want. And but it's not like a total asshole where she's cheating. Yeah, so I think she's going to end up winning clean against Charlotte.
Becky Lynch clean. Wow.
Hey, I like
that. You know what, Joe?
Like,
I'm going to put you down. If she wins clean, I'm going to give you a half a point. If she
all
wins
right,
completely clean, I'll give you an extra half a point for that. Clean. However, if she does not win clean, I'll take
you lose 2 points.
Oh, no. If she doesn't win clean, you can cut my leg off. I'm just risky.
Joe Bates, ladies and gentlemen, headliner Joe Bates, by the way, comedian Joe Bates. Let's see, Batman. Will Becky Lynch win clean? Could it be?
Man, I didn't see that, but now I do. Only because I didn't. It's like, you know, when they put something in your head, he just did Inception in my brain. Like,
I'm good.
Yeah. Guess what she said.
The power.
Yeah, I see the clean now. I actually do. Because I think because of the way they've just been giving her gimmick, like her delivery and everything. She's just kicking ass. All black attire and her mean look, and she's hot, and she's hotter even now. That's something. I think she's going to have a clean win. I think it only makes sense, you know, if you want to keep going. Because if you don't do a clean win, then it's just going to go back to the Becky and, Sasha and Bailey. So you're right.
Yeah.
Clean win.
So Becky Lynch also, he says she went clean. However, you will not be eligible for the half point bonus on that one because I've already given that one out to headliner
Joe
Bates. Anyway. We could do another one with you later on down. So, but anyway,
I'm bad.
Becky Lynch. Wow, Christian from Philly though. He might have other thoughts. Let's see what Christian has to say on this. Christian.
I'm saying Becky Lynch wins, but it's a no contest because Asuka comes in and ruins the match.
So will there be a finish? Yes? There will still be a finish or no?
No, there'll be no finish. There'll be a no contest because Asuka ruins the match. He attacks both of them.
Wow. So Becky retains, obviously.
Yes.
All right. Wow, that sounds really good. That sounds really good. I like the sound of that. I will say Becky. Becky Lynch. Just that, Becky Lynch. let's see. Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins versus the Riot Squad. And this one concerns me because there's been a lot of talk. I've not read any articles, but there has been talk that this is where they're going to set the tone for Ronda Rousey versus, I guess Queen Cena. What's her name?
Karma?
Nikki Bella.
Yeah, Nikki Bella at Super Show? Is that what we're hearing, Christian?
Yeah, it's official. Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey will face each other at Evolution at the main event.
Oh, man, that's weak. I think they could have got somebody better than Nikki
Bella.
It's for
the title, by the way. It's for the
but
title,
I see
by the
why
way.
They're doing Nikki Bella, because she's clearly, you know, the most, the one who's made the biggest name for herself media-wise, social media-wise, that type of crap. The whole thing with John Cena, even. That's interesting. Joe Bates, who do you think is going to win this match between Riott Squad and Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins?
So here's what I think is going to happen. I think Ruby Riott will win this match, and they're going to pin Brie Bella. And then Ronda Rousey is going to get mad at Brie Bella, and Nikki Bella will defend her sister, which is how the rivalry starts.
Oh, so Brie Bella's going to take the pin. Rousey's going to get pissed off, and Nikki's going to defend her sister?
Yeah, like, Nikki's going to take something Ronda does. Yeah.
He said, yeah. You confused me for a second.
What?
Yeah, so I think Brie Bella's going to take the pin. Ronda Rousey's going to be upset at it. Because I don't know. I don't think they want the Bellas to be the heels.
No, you're right. You're right. I don't think they do. They're too hot right now with the total Bellas bullshit and just everything that they're doing. It wouldn't make sense with them being heels. But I can see Ronda being a heel.
Yeah.
I can see her total being a heel. This is how I see it.
From a TV perspective and everything, that sounds just about right, man.
You know why?
I think
because
Ronda,
go, Joe.
I think Ronda looks better, will sound better on the mic
as a heel.
Than she will as this weird face.
Because the faces that she makes and her face character don't match to me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah, it doesn't match to me.
Okay, so your call, Joe?
Oh, I think Ruby Riott herself will pin Brie Bella.
Wow. Batman. This is getting good.
You were left speechless there for a second. I was waiting for
you
to answer.
I don't know what to say on that. I can see it happening as much as I don't want to see it happening. You know, the freaking Bellas, the faces. Come on, man.
I mean, they are,
but,
though.
I mean, I can see
there's
them
really
doing
not much
it from a business standpoint, you know, and it just leaves
well,
me, you know, confuzzled. The whole thing is just very confuzzling.
You know,
Batman,
okay.
Get your pick.
Not for nothing, they're always going to be associated with John Cena, even Brie Bella herself. Because now, even when I think of them in the Total Bellas, Total Divas, I still think John Cena. And I'm saying that only because, like, how the whole face thing, they're not going to turn heel. They're too big right now. They're just too just there, you know what I mean? That's the last thing they're going to do is turn them heel. They got that John Cena effect on them right now. There's too much merchandise, too much everything. I think I can see what they're saying. I can see Ronda. Something happening to where Ronda goes heel. I see the Riott Squad winning. I think I even said that in the very beginning too, that it just makes sense because they're the newer batch, there goes the newer crowd. You know what I mean? It's the newer generation, so
yeah.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense for them to win, because to me, honestly, how are you gonna? If this is like you're headed to Evolution, you're headed to all this stuff, and you're gonna keep, and then the whole thing is Women's Revolution, and you're gonna make the. If you make the majority of the newer ones win to the older generation, you know, Nikki Bella to the Ronda, Ronda's old, new, but she's, you know, just her status puts her there in that category, Trish or whatever. You,
so
they all win. And to me, I think the Riott Squad wins. I can't even tell. The Riott Squad wins. That just makes sense to me. I don't know anything else. I don't see it going any other way.
Christian, are you with us?
I see the Riott Squad winning only because of, and I see Brie Bella taking the pin only because of the concussion Liv Morgan got from Brie as punishment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. you think you're going to punish.
But I read there was no punishment.
No, that's going to be the punishment.
Do you think so?
Yeah. That's going to be the punishment. Have Brie Bella, let Liv Morgan pin Brie Bella at the pay-per-view. That's the punishment. And have Ronda Rousey lose in a tag match.
I mean, punishment for them, I guess, because the punishment for us is them winning. So, yeah,
well, but they're going to here's why I say that's going to happen. Have the Wyatt Squad win at Super Showdown and then have them lose at the Evolution pay-per-view.
You know what? That does kind of make sense, though, because you can't have them win and lose, or win-win, or lose-lose. You got to have them both.
Yeah.
To see them. One or the other has to have a win, has to have a loss.
I'm going with the faces on this. I say that they win. Everything is still okay. Maybe dark deep seeds are planted or some type of shit, which will happen at Monday Night Raw or possibly the next week. How far are we away from this Evolution?
Well, the reason why I don't see Nikki Bella turning heels because they're gonna just wrestle as friends. And at the end of the pay-per-view, they're just going to shake hands anyway, so there's no point in a heel turn.
Yeah.
Joe?
I got two things to say. One, I don't know how well known this is, but I have a source, an unnamed source, told me that his friend knew the Bella twins when they were Hooters waitresses, and they would bang all the customers. Again, unnamed source, rumor of what they used to be like before they got into wrestling. And now look at them. Second thing, who do you guys think brings more money into the WWE, the Bella Twins or Ronda Rousey?
Oh, man.
The Bellas.
The Bellas. Ronda hasn't, not yet, and only because the Bellas have that old money. Ronda's that new money. We want to use
this. Do you think Ronda sells more pay-per-view views than the Bella? Ronda Rousey sells more pay-per-views than the Bella Twins, but the Bella Twins at that other show.
Yeah. No, the Ronda definitely, without a doubt, brings in more pay-per-views, and that's not just for women, just in general. But yeah, money-wise, or just viewership-wise in general, I mean that's the reason I think why this women revolution started because. Who the hell was watching Total Bellas? Look, I'm one of those guilty ones that I watched it from the beginning. But it's more only mainly based on, you know, women and shit, you know what I mean? So they do get a lot of exposure. They get a lot of merchandise. They got a lot of that. So they bring in that old money. Ronda's bringing in that new money, that pay-per-view money.
I think the definitely Ronda Rousey pulls in more money. Because she's the bigger talent. I mean, she's just—it's just that way. It's more global with her. But
I think recently they did a poll of who made the most money, and I think the Bella Twins still make more money than most of the divas there, even including Ronda. Only because they've just been there a little while longer.
How
their revenue
comes
in from all sources.
How did Natalia do in the poll?
No, she's making good money too, but because she's been there a while, you know what I mean? You have the one that's like, she's in the top six, I believe, because they had that poll with, you know, for the top 10. Shit, I know that fucking Seth Rollins right now is making more than fucking, what's his name, John Cena. But because Seth Rollins
Now John Cena's just on a part-time contract.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not
so,
making
yeah.
very much money at all.
So, but Natalia
is
making pretty. What are you gonna say?
Isn't Undertaker still making more than all of them though?
Oh, that's that old dead man money. he's literally been grandfathered in. There's no. There's
no
denying that. He's in a whole
different
category.
That motherfucker got that old
dead man
money. All right, so I'm the lone wolf on the on that one. I went with the faces. Don't ask me why or how or what the hell, but I just think that it's going to be a face-heavy show is what I'm thinking. So moving on, we'll get to AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. And speaking of face-heavy, I think this match... will be won by the face, AJ Styles. I think he's going to put an end to Samoa Joe. Unless, if this is where they come out with Randy Orton, you know, and they swerve me. But if everything goes according to plan, you know, the way I sent it to them on draft, then it's going to be AJ Styles. So I'm picking AJ Styles to retain and to put an end to Samoa Joe once and for all, and this will be it. It'll be a defining match for both of them. But unfortunately, Samoa Joe will probably never be WWE champion. And you heard it first, right here, on Fatal 4-Way Radio. I've always wanted to say some shit like that. But yeah, that's what
I said.
Think,
it like you're about to close the show.
Yeah. But that's what I think, guys. So having said that, headliner, Joe Bates, who do you think wins this match?
I think if Samoa Joe stays in WWE for 3 years, he'll have a championship. So, but I do think AJ Styles takes this. Because why would you have the number one contender? Why would you have a number one contenders match on the same show if that rivalry is not going to end?
Yeah,
you know,
for
so
sure.
I think AJ Styles takes it. I think he moves his family into a mobile home, so they always travel with him. And
AJ Styles down an interstate near you, coming soon.
What he needs to do is take that fucking mobile home to a barbershop, because that fucking, I don't know, soccer mom haircut is getting way too long. That part was okay when it was shorter. Huh?
We haven't talked about the home invasion yet. It was not as big a deal as it made it seem to be. They ended with a doorbell ring. And then it ended.
It was so weak, guys, compared to the Randy Orton Triple H when they did. Compared to that Randy Orton Triple H, it was completely weak. It was terrible.
You know why though? I think what it was that the Triple H and the Randy was really like a real gritty ass fucking storyline. And this one is too, but the way Samoa Joe does it, he doesn't look like the kind of that attack to me. Like if he went in and attacked him, it wouldn't have made sense to me. The way he rang the bell reminded me like a psycho kind of like a story, like
a
movie.
I guess they got their point across, but you know, SmackDown has been kind of weak to me for the past couple of weeks, even though it hasn't fallen anywhere near Raw level.
But it
still has slipped the mark. We'll have a quick go around on this one. What do you think, Joe? Has it slipped down the past 2-3 weeks, maybe, SmackDown?
Yeah, I think SmackDown. Because I remember how we talked about SmackDown earlier, and it doesn't feel like how exciting it was earlier. The Samoa Joe and AJ Styles thing is just kind of, they're like, oh, we've done it before, so it'll be fine, but they're not putting that effort in.
That's why we feel about the way we feel about the home invasion.
Yeah.
I felt like it was going to get a little more dirtier, but instead it just became real DDP-esque.
Although, to Samoa Joe's credit, he is badass in his delivery. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
He makes you believe it.
Yeah, I mean, man.
Christian, anything you would like to add on that?
Yeah. AJ Styles is winning. Samoa Joe could go after Shinsuke Nakamura, because let's be fucking real, guys. This is the third fucking straight pay-per-view that Shinsuke Nakamura is not going to be in. Shinsuke is fucking irrelevant now. It's a shame, dude. Like, what happens to Shinsuke?
And he's holding the title. And he's holding the title hostage while he's irrelevant.
You fucking right.
Isn't that crazy?
You're fucking right. He lost to Rusev in, like, a real nasty-ass style. Didn't he just
they
recently
could have done
lose
a
to
badass
Rusev, right?
Feud.
Yeah.
They could have done a badass feud. He's defending Knock America in Australia or some type of shit. They could have done something, man. I feel like they left him out. But I didn't get Batman's pick, though. Did you call Styles, Batman?
Yeah, I called Styles. I don't see Joe winning just yet, if they were to even think of letting him win. I feel like they're going to make him go even creepier, to be honest with you.
Hey, here's the question. The whole number one contendership thing. Did you say when the contendership happens? Like what pay-per-view? Or could it be like any other pay-per-view?
And they don't say when or how or what. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they never said. They never specify which pay-per-view.
Yeah, they just say it's for a shot at it. So who
knows? Could be even on SmackDown. It could be even on SmackDown.
It could. It doesn't even have to be a pay-per-view. It could be the very next Tuesday or the Tuesday after that, and they'll do it on TV, you know, and we just don't know. One thing for sure, though, I think it's going to involve something to do with The Miz. I still think The Miz is somehow going to be involved, somehow. He's going to cheat his way. He's going to do something sleazy, and hopefully it will involve Maryse. Like when they had that claim that she gave him brass knuckles or some shit. I didn't see nothing.
But I don't think Maurice is going to show up. I think she's taking time
off. I think the only
off.
Person that didn't see nothing was Joe Bates. He completely ignored that. Never makes us sit better than The Miz. Miz is better than Jesus. He's better than the Beatles. Miz is better
what?
Than Michael Jordan.
Oh,
nobody better than The Miz.
Moving on, let's see here. The Shield versus Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre. I'm going to go real quick on this one and say the Shield wins. Joe Bates, who wins this one?
I think it's the Shield and Drew McIntyre turns face.
Oh, shit. And he's going to ride with the Shield?
No, he's just going to turn on Dolph and Braun.
Wow. So you said Shield.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, well, yeah, because I think it's setting up that way because there's going to be like Kurt Angle and Baron Corbin's Survivor Series, but I think Drew McIntyre is going to start turning face sooner than later.
Interesting. Very interesting, actually. Batman, Shield versus Strowman, Ziggler, and McIntyre.
I think Strowman, Ziggler, and McIntyre are going to lose, actually. They're making it like the Shield are going to split up. I don't think they're going to split up just yet. I do see Ambrose outshining everybody when they do, though. And I say that because he actually kind of did in the beginning, because everybody else really did need help to win their, you know, in their single run. And Dean Ambrose didn't. Dean Ambrose really literally just did this on his own. On his own in that scene. Either with no help from anybody, you know what I mean? Rollins didn't have help, but he had help with the Money in the Bank. So they also had some things to do with it. As Rollins, as big as Roman Reigns was, whatever, Dean Ambrose literally was the fighting fucking pit bull. They want to say the big dog, he was the actual pit bull. This guy was hungry and did it by himself, no help from anybody. So I think that they noticed that, and that's why they put that a little extra egg in the promo, right? Because he agrees with it too. He's like, I did do it by myself. I didn't need anybody's help. So I think that's going to be like that little, as Joe Bates did earlier to me, the inception. Like, we're going to see him get his due. You know what I mean? They're putting those little the hints because I feel like Dean Ambrose. Look, you know what's crazy? Dean Ambrose has done less talking. Well, not until recently. But when he first came in, he had less impact than both of those guys. But who's the one that's been getting the biggest cheers, the biggest pops, his spots? Look at that match. Look at that Braun Strowman match that he just had.
As an anti-authority type heel too, Dean Ambrose. That's his long-term picture. He's going to be the Steve Austin.
And before you pass me, because I know I'm talking a lot, but Dean Ambrose, here's the thing about him. Look, perfect example of what I'm trying to say is look at the match that he had with Braun Strowman. I feel that match, he looked even stronger than Roman Reigns ever did and Seth Rollins ever did. That made me believe that he could take down Braun Strowman. Who the fuck would be crazy enough to take down Braun Strowman? The big dog is a tough guy, but he's not crazy. Seth Rollins is a fucking engineer, whatever the fuck he is, the architect, but he's not crazy. Dean Ambrose looks like he's the guy that could take down the Goliath, you know what I mean? He's the dude that was outside the box. I mean, come on.
McIntyre. I'm sorry, go ahead, Joe.
He had that Lesnar match, which I think kind of set him up for a guy who was fight bigger dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? And if you remember, I had that podcast with him and Stone Cold, and even he said he was like, I felt like Brock Lesnar was being lazy because I wanted to do more in that match. You thought that was a lot. Because even Stone Cold he was like, man, you came out with some crazy spots. And he was like, no. He was like, honestly, that wasn't it. I had a lot more spots. Brock Lesnar didn't want to do shit. And I believe him, because if you look at his matches when he used to, when him and Luke Harper, or him and Antonio,
he's a lot
or whatever,
different now.
He is a lot different now, but when he was in Combat Zone Wrestling or whatever, Crash Zone or whatever, CZW, he was fucking intense, man. Him, Luke Harper, and Cesaro put on matches like
I'm
fucking...
I'm talking about even in his progression, Batman, from
recently.
Since he's come back, he's a lot different. He doesn't do that shit where he used to go through the ropes, you know, that little cute move he used to do and all. He's done with the cute moves and shit. He looks like a pissed-off Gerber baby out there, a grown-up Gerber baby. He's got some unfinished business. The fucking Gerber baby, you know, on the fucking baby food and shit. He looks like the Gerber baby all grown up, and he's fucking pissed off, and he's fucking taking care of unsettled business. That's what he looks like. And he's not
somebody
doing
stole
the fucking
his lollipop?
Moves or any of that shit anymore.
Hey, somebody stole his lollipop, and he's fucking angry, bro. He's done from every part, from every sandbox to sandbox, from 16 to 16, 2020, ring. He's looking for
so
that damn
who's your pick, Batman?
We're still in the Shield and shit, right? I'm going for the Shield still. I don't see them losing at all.
Christian from Philly.
Before I give my predictions to you, let me ask you all a question. What the fuck does Braun Strowman get for all of this? Like, what does he get out of all of this? He's probably going to lose in that triple threat. He's probably going to lose in that triple threat.
I already see him getting something. I already see him getting somewhere now.
What?
Not for nothing. Here's a crazy. I was thinking about this earlier. Drew McIntyre and Ziggler, right? They're obviously veterans compared to Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman, if you look at his rub right now, this guy, everywhere he gets, it is still a hit. Regardless of whether we disagree or not, because it's just the way he's delivering. In a way, it's like he gave Drew McIntyre and Ziggler this little life. Like, they were already doing good, but it kind of looked like their candle was about to go down. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, he gave him this big fucking rub. Like, he was like, just come under my wing, bro. And they've been fucking killing it. Like, I can legit see these guys going against the Shield. Nobody else.
Yeah.
I couldn't see any other tag team. But something about Braun Strowman, the way he attacks, like, when you first saw him in his promos before when he was younger, when he first came out, wasn't confident. Right now, he comes out like, I'm going to give you these hands, and nobody going to, you know what I mean? Like, he just gives it. And so, you know what I mean? It's just real visceral. And again, the perfect thing, what I'm trying to say is, even with Drew and Ziggler there, the veterans, these are veterans, Braun Strowman still looks like the fucking leader out there. He looks like the leader out there.
Yep.
So what he's getting out of this is the experience to where, guess what? Out of nowhere, now he's just not the rookie no more. He is a green guy still. He's still rookie in his years. But he's getting, like, I see him. Look, okay, if he spits with these guys, I can still see him picking somebody else. And you know why
he's
I say this? Because we were just talking about this with Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman. That Kevin Owens was the veteran. But the reason Kevin Owens and him would have worked because Kevin Owens was going to be the clown. Braun Strowman was going to be the monster, the machine.
I got to tell you, man.
And that was that
he's making the best of his TV time.
Exactly.
Is what basically it boils down to.
So that's what he's getting out of this. We may I get it. Like I said, I agree with Christian. I didn't see it. Like even Joe said it. He has not made any inkling of like I need help from somebody. He's just been a monster kicking ass. But I guess that was the point. Is you know what? I don't need help. But you know what? I'm gonna be lazy and I'm gonna just let these motherfucking dogs take care of it for me and I'll come and get the scraps. You know what I mean? I don't need to even lift a finger. And in a way, it pushed him even further. Like, I see him more powerful than I did before. And the crazy part is that Jake the Snake used to say it all the time. His promos, he never yelled. He whispered in all his promos, right? Braun Strowman now hasn't even attacked anybody. He's done some spots, but he hasn't done any of the monstrous disaster shit that he's done before. But I see him even more powerful now than he was before.
That's a good point because for a while, if Strowman wasn't doing some monster thing, people didn't like it. And now he's just wrestling like an actual wrestler. and people are enjoying it. I never thought about that. That's a good point. I think the only person really getting hurt by this whole thing is Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the one.
Yes. And you know why?
Yeah.
Because
Ambrose is going to kick his ass when he turns, so it sets up Ambrose and Reigns. So Seth Rollins is going to end up looking weak and not that big a deal, I think, once this storyline has passed. Rollins is the one that's going to get hurt the most.
Yeah, and
that's a great thought, man.
The crazy part about that was right before all this started, Seth Rollins was the man. No, do you remember the pops with the Burn It Down pop?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. There was no louder pops than the Burn It Downs.
Monday Night Rollins.
Monday Night, exactly. And then this little story that the Shield got back together, and it's like his candle just—they turned it out real quick. They didn't let the fire burn down all the way, so there's still wax there. I think he's safe. I mean, he's the one that's on the bottom of all this whole storyline, but he's safe enough to where it's not gonna fuck him up. You know what I mean?
Man, you
Roman
guys
Reigns,
are making my blood boil with all this talk, man. Now Rollins is
Roman
looking
Reigns
bad
is
in my
the
eyes.
One, I,
cause you guys
he's the one
right.
that ends up screwed regardless. Roman Reigns
right,
screwed
man.
Regardless because
we
still nobody likes the guy.
Rollins is going to suffer the most out of this. But you know what? Okay, so I've got you down for the Shield. And you
okay,
too,
so
right, Christian? You said the Shield?
Yeah, but I'm also going to say that Dean wins it for them. But later down the road, Dean gets, like, cocky because he won it for them. That's when he turns heel, you know? Like, he gets cocky and say, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have won the six-man tag. So that makes me better than both of these champions. A guy who's not a champion beat two tag champions and a Money in the Bank holder. That makes me better than you.
Yeah. Hey, you just made that point too. He still has the Money in the Bank contract.
No,
who?
Former.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he does.
Former. No.
He was holding it.
Didn't know. He's still holding it.
What?
I literally just saw that they were still going to give him the rematch and stuff because it never went through. It wasn't a complete match.
They're still calling him the 2018 Money in the Bank holder. So that means Dean's going to say it like this. Dean's going to say it like this. I, a guy who's been out for a whole year through surgery, beat two tag team champions and one Money in the Bank holder, and you two are supposed to be singles champions? That makes me better than
you.
How you doing?
Hey, let me ask you guys, though, before we move on to the next one. So I've got everybody down for the Shield, including myself. I went with the Shield only because I say it's going to be a face-heavy show for no other reason, as Batman would say. However, before we move on, Joe Bates brought up to light something that I had not thought of, and it was a great thought. It was about the transition of the big guy. What's his name? The Scottish guy.
McIntyre,
yeah. Turns face. Real quick, guys, because we've got one more left, but real quick. Man, if McIntyre turns face, I mean, not that I couldn't see it happening, but who is he going to hang out with? Like, I mean, is he going to be a loner or what the hell? It's just going to be a program between him and Braun, obviously, would it not? So that means Braun would separate himself from Ziggler, and Ziggler becomes nothing again.
This is the last hurrah of Ziggler.
Ah.
I would see him hang out with Bray Wyatt.
Ziggler and Wyatt?
No, I would say that Drew McIntyre hangs out with Wyatt because Wyatt needs somebody right now to feud with.
I forgot about
and
that.
Yeah,
and
right.
Wyatt if Wyatt returns as a heel, that means Drew and Wyatt are going to feud against each other. The the Scottish psychopath versus the Eater of Worlds.
You see, that you know, it's funny. It's funny. Yeah. It's a good thing you tell me because I was about to over talk all y'all. the funny part was with somebody just said that too. You forgot about. I forgot about Wyatt. What the fuck is going on with Wyatt? Not to change the subject, but that's a sad fucking thing. A couple months ago, we were conversating about him and where we thought he was going to go with Matt Hardy and this and this and that, to where what the fuck ever happened to him? And you're right. What the fuck happened to him? So that just blew my mind. And somebody said that, like, it literally just, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Where is he? What's going on with him? What are they going to do with him? Drew McIntyre? I can see that.
I literally forgot he existed.
Right?
Okay, man. That was a miss promo right there. You talking about who? You talking about what? Why are we talking about this guy? I honestly see, and maybe I'm wrong because I know that I saw a couple matches like that before, but I think that Dean Ambrose in a fucking Drew McIntyre series, that would go fucking good, dude.
Drew McIntyre what? Those guys. And Dean Ambrose?
Drew McIntyre and Ambrose, yes, if they could do a little saga after that. Like, I think this is Ziggler's last Raw. I think before he became this thing, we were already talking about him too. I think when I first got on this podcast was, where was he going? We don't know if his contract was still going to be on or not. He's been talks about he was going to leave, and then he won the Intercontinental and started doing the Drew McIntyre thing. It's really big for him. But on the side, he's really actually his comedy series, his skits, his stand-ups and stuff like that. He's been doing specials. They do superstar, and then they do guest appearances and stuff. You know what I mean? So I have a feeling, and I don't know, because in some podcasts that he's done recently, he's also mentioned it too, that it's kind of getting time for him to kind of wean himself out. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking a Dean Ambrose and Drew McIntyre series would blow everybody out of the water. I'm telling you right now, mark my words, if they were to do it, they would be the match of the night. And
You know what series? You know what series I would like to see? Seth Rollins versus Bobby Roode, a heel Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
And there you fucking go, coming out with these little gems again. Yes, that is fucking perfect. I could see it. You know why?
Man, Bobby Roode.
I would see a heel because Seth and Randy work, and Bobby is a lot like Randy. And if they let him fucking be heel, like Randy, you're right, Christian.
Here's how the storyline could go. I already know the storyline between it. Bobby Roode could come out and say like this. All you fucking people have been talking about this Seth Rollins guy. This man, the man, Monday Night Rollins. I'm the man you should be talking about. I'm the it factor of professional wrestling. I am the man. I have been the longest reigning world heavyweight champion in another company, and yet all I've been hearing is about Seth Rollins.
This is madness.
And how he slayed the king. Well, guess what? I'm going to slay the king slayer, and I'm going to be the new man. Because it's not going to be Monday. And guess what? He can have his new t-shirt, too. It's not going to be Monday Night Rollins. It's going to be Monday Night Roode.
Oh! Hey, I can see that. I can actually see them taking the Roode and making it like a Roode Awakening, like a bot, like a Roode.
Oh, man. Guys.
I don't see him saying fuck.
Yeah, I don't see him saying fuck, but I can see that for sure.
Good
stuff, man. Hey, well, shit, we got to move on, guys. We got 10 minutes, and we got one last one, and we still got to close ourselves out and shit. So let's move through this. Undertaker versus Triple H. So
I'm looking forward to that, actually.
I don't know what this match is going to be. I'm not really that excited about it. I don't like that Kane's involved. I'm going to go quick and then have Ben check out. I'm going to close out, and I'm just picking Triple H. I'm thinking Triple H is going to win this one because it's not WrestleMania. So Triple H wins. instead of a tag team. Hello?
Oh, shit.
What was that?
I think Undertaker loses the Triple H. I think Triple H wins. Yeah. Like the whole thing's like a tag match in Saudi Arabia.
You know,
it's just gonna
I agree
stupid.
With you, and you
I,
know
I'm
why?
I'm not excited for this at all.
I agree with you, Nino, why? For one simple fact that they're not going to make Shawn Michaels come back and have him lose. They're going to have him lose, like,
yeah.
the right way. That's the way
yeah.
I see it. If they're going to have him lose, I see him lose to, like, a Tommaso Ciampa or something the way they've been talking about. I don't see him losing
yeah.
in any capacity. And even if he's not, even though he's not in the match, just the fact that he's involved in that side, it's still a loss. Like, shit, I could, you know
yep.
what I mean? So I see him, I see them winning. Like, I don't see The Undertaker winning at all. And I think it's only fair, too. If you're going to end it in hurrah, let Triple H win. Regardless of how people say, oh, he's corporate, he's this, that's the only reason why. No, he just won because he's never won. Simple as that. And
yeah.
he doesn't need a retirement, clean retirement, the way Triple H has. Because not for nothing, I mean, Shawn Michaels, because Shawn Michaels is Shawn Michaels. Triple H is not Shawn Michaels, not for nothing. He's just Triple H in his own right. But I think he deserves a win because Undertaker still is wrestling and Triple H is still going to wrestle. It's not like he's retiring.
Yeah.
It's just that's the end between both of them. He deserves a win at least between them. And at least
all right. A match like that, you know.
On that note, I want to head out. Thanks, everybody. Take care. You can see me host the Crackers Comedy Club next week for John Heffron and Christopher Titus. So go check it out. Other than that, take care, you crazy kids. Have a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Bates. Thank you very much, Joe Bates. And let's see here, something crazy is going on here. But thank you very much, Joe Bates. And also, you can tune in to Joe Bates tomorrow on World Generation Podcast Network, where we will have the most overrated meal on. Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates, Fridays on the World Generation Podcast Network. And he went with Triple H on that. And
can I add an overrated meal? I don't know if it's
yeah,
even
an
part
overrated
of the subject
meal,
or
yeah.
anything. I think the only meal I can think of an overrated one is when you get christened. I don't know if that's a random
when
meal.
When you what?
I don't know if that has to do. When you get christened, you know when you like get knighted? Overrated.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with this podcast, but there you go.
Christian, what would be an overrated meal for you?
What?
Overrated an overrated meal? Yeah. What is
any other every TV dinner in the whole world?
Ah, hell, that's a good call.
Meal
call.
That's an overrated meal in my book. That's technically
that's
a meal.
Meal or Neil?
Meal.
I think I got the wrong rating. Like a meal, like you're eating a meal, or a kneel, like you're kneeling to do something.
No, it's a meal, like
no,
you're
meal.
Eating a meal.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Well, the most overrated meal is like a Chef Ho Boyardee or something, man. Or like a
yeah,
pot roast.
Mine's is hungry.
Well,
mine's is every TV dinner.
I'll tell you what. I've got the choices. I've got the list because every week he has to, you know, make a list of the choices. He's got to give you choices, and they eliminate one by one until they get to the worst one or the best one or whatever. That's how this show works. Thank you very much. But here's the list: tomorrow. Fondue, caviar, McRib, avocado, In-N-Out burger, grilled cheese, Chinese food buffet, spaghetti, deep dish pizza, Thanksgiving, and hibachi. And you can check that out tomorrow right here only on the World Generation Podcast Network. So let's move on, guys. We've got Joe Bates went with Triple H. Batman, give us your thoughts on this one, brother.
I'm going with Triple H, man. I'm telling you, I think he's going to win.
Triple H. And you said it's because they didn't bring back Shawn Michaels to have him lose.
Yeah, I just don't see him losing. I just don't see him losing. No, Shawn Michaels is bald.
Here's where the scenario is going to go leading towards Survivor Series. Because this I'm going to say Triple H, by the way, but here's what's going to happen, right? Triple H wins, but Shawn Michaels super kicks Undertaker. Triple H wins. Then at Saudi Arabia, there's the tag match. Undertaker wins the tag match. And then at Survivor Series, Shawn Michaels wins against The Undertaker at Survivor Series. That's where I'm seeing that's going to head.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn it, Christian, with all the answers.
Always.
They're not going to do a WrestleMania for Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. They're not going to do it. So that's why they're doing it at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think
let me ask you this, Christian. Do you remember who I went with on Monday Night Fallout?
You went with Triple H too.
I did, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole time I had. Huh?
Well, my theory is looking good so far with Randy Orton being Undertaker's next opponent at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it does. And I am also going to close out and say Triple H. I'm going to close this one out. And I'm going to also say Triple H will win this match. Dang.
Ooh.
Those. Man, some very interesting points that were brought up in today's show, moving forward by all of the panelists, actually. Batman brought up some interesting points. Joe Bates also brought in some nice points. And Christian brought in some killer theories as to how it could progress, but I don't know that they're listening to us. I know they're listening to us, but I don't know that they're doing what we're, you know, they don't agree. Somehow they always have to try and swerve us. But that's why we're here, though, to give them ideas of where we want things to go, and we don't always get that, though. Oftentimes they go a different direction altogether, but here we are talking about it. Some would even say we're bitching about it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Batman, close yourself out, my brother.
Ooh, yeah. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. As always, you can catch us on Radio Renegade Saturdays at 5 or 7 to 9. Ooh, yeah, let me tell you something, baby. We got this radio podcast. We do a lot of talking about wrestling, baby. The dusty roads are making dreams. Blue eyes, soul. You know how we do, baby.
Yeah, if you can catch us up, man. Christian from Philly. And obviously Batman, you know how we do. From Saturdays, man, 7 to 9 Central Time. Not very good
nice.
At times, so I don't know who else. But you know how we do. We talk about wrestling. We talk about this and that, life. We get it done, man. So, Christian, your turn, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Batman. Christian.
Join us this Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern when we will talk about what if scenarios, what the fuck moments, and hold on, sorry, and misbooking opportunities, and also a very special edition where I'm going to make my own fantasy pay-per-view that's going to blow every pay-per-view that the WWE has produced this year to the waters. So tune in for that, because that's going to be a very special segment. Because I already got the matches and the name of the pay-per-view. So see us then at Saturday at 8 p.m. See you later, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I am Internet Radio Zone, reminding you to keep it heel, keep it real, keep it heel. But as always, keep it sexy. And please tune in to us again next week right here on Fatal 4-Way
Radio. I am Internet Radio Zone. Thanks again, and good night. We are out of here.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.